Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Marilyn Gist, an expert on leader development and author of The Extraordinary Power of Leader Humility, Thriving Organizations, Great Results. Marilyn, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
And of course, we appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and for your time as well. So for starters, one question for you. What actually inspired you to write this book, The Extraordinary Power of Leader Humility, Thriving Organizations, Great Results, and what led you to believe this is so important?
Well, you know, I have worked with executive development, leader development for a number of years, and you hear lots of people coming in with stories about the people they work for and the cultures in their organizations, and they range from really great to really bad. And over the years, I just had an epiphany that there was this one thing we really weren't talking about and looking at closely, and it was that people in the organizations where they really enjoyed their leaders and the culture were really noticing that those individuals had what I call humility, this tendency to feel and display deep regard for other people's dignity. And it's such a powerful thing for leaders because, of course, you're in a relationship with other people. So respecting their sense of self-worth allows that relationship to really be healthy, and violating it tends to lead to lots of the complaints I used to hear.
And, of course, we appreciate your making the effort to write this book and make it available to the public. Thanks for that. Now, isn't leader humility a weakness? Talk to us about that from your perspective. It seems inconsistent with the strong leadership and getting the work done that we always expect.
That's a really good question, and people sometimes do confuse it with a weakness. It's a little bit counterintuitive, kind of like, you know, the earth revolves around the sun and not the other way around. If we look at it, we think the sun revolves around us. And in a similar way, humility does not mean meekness. It's actually requiring a fair amount of confidence to be able to really see another person and to respect their sense of dignity, their sense of self-worth. You can still be very strong. You can have high standards. You can decide who's right for your organization and who's not. But you can do it in a way that supports other people's dignity, and you'll get much better results out of them.
Now, speaking of dignity, what is dignity actually, and why does this even matter when leaders have so many important things to focus on? Talk to us about that.
So, sure. Dignity really is your sense of self-worth. It's part of your identity, and I think of it as a backpack we all have where we put things in that pack that, you know, for the journey called life, we want to take along with us. And, you know, I'm a woman, you're a man, for example. You know, we grow up in different parts of the country, different family structures. We have, you know, maybe different economic backgrounds, whatever it is. But for each individual, you know, there's a kind of fundamental level where we think that life itself is valuable. But on top of that are all of the things that make me different than you that I feel are important to me. There are things that I'm proud of. They might even be things that I have some, you know, some shame or some negative feelings about, but I'm kind of tender there, and I don't want anybody kind of kicking me in that issue. So dignity really is this bucket of things that go into my feeling okay, my feeling good about myself. And in any relationship, whether it's family or friends or leadership, if the person I'm interacting with doesn't support my sense of self-worth, doesn't support my dignity, then I'm going to start to shut down a little bit. So with leaders, because there is this relationship, you know, you say, well, they're really busy, they got all these things they have to think about. Yes, and They don't operate in a vacuum. They're not individual contributors who simply make decisions and do the work themselves. They need to work with other people. And typically in a business organization, for example, or an entrepreneurial organization, you've got lots of different stakeholders, from employee groups to customers. You might have suppliers or vendors. You might have community people. If you're having an impact on a neighborhood or a community, you might have regulators. So lots of different stakeholder groups. And you have some sort of relationship with all of them, good, bad, or indifferent. The ones where the relationship is good is going to have as a foundation some sort of respectful interaction around that person's dignity. And you can build from there. If the relationship is not good, part of it may be that you have different goals. But what sometimes happens is when the goals get different, we start really stepping on other people's dignity, and that's where things really begin to break down. So because leading is a relationship, it's really almost job one to think about how do we create a container for that relationship that's going to be positive and lead to the most productive working together, and that has to be one where we respect each other's dignity.
Really do appreciate your input on that. Most helpful, and certainly is so important to understand that as well. Today we're speaking with Marilyn Gist, an expert on leader development and author of The Extraordinary Power of Leader Humility, Thriving Organizations, Great Results. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Marilyn, when starting to work with a team, how does humility set a leader up for success or even failure?
So when you're beginning to work with a team, you know, you've got lots of norms to work out, and when a leader approaches other team members with humility, with respect for their dignity, you tend to get people to be open. You set a norm for that, so people start treating each other that way. In fact, some of the very best leaders, and I interview a number of them in the book, not only set the example, but they're very direct about this is how we are going to behave, so that they require everybody in the organization to show that respect for each other. And as they do that, the environment becomes more trusting. People are more engaged with the work that's being done. They bring their best self to it because they feel comfortable. They feel they like the leader. They like the people they want to work with. And so you just get much better results. And it's not just my word. There's research evidence on this. And by contrast, if a leader comes in, you know, kind of your more traditional, maybe command and control, but doing it in a way that steps on other people's dignity, insults them, doesn't treat them well, doesn't see their needs, doesn't care about that, then people will begin to kind of pull back. They'll come to work and do what they have to do as long as they need that job, but they're not going to go above and beyond. They're not even going to give their very best to it. They'll just sort of go through the motions, and often that becomes frustrating to a leader because the leader might know so-and-so is not really trying very hard. You know, they're not doing everything I'm asking them to do. Maybe they're not shading it enough that I want to fire them, but, you know, I have to stay on top of that person. Well, the question might not be so much that you need to stay on top of the person as needing to stay on top of that relationship. What's going on there from a humility standpoint, a dignity standpoint, that's causing that person to hold back?
Now, another question for you, Marilyn. Over time, what exactly do leaders need to say or do to show regard for others' dignity, getting back to dignity here?
People have, when they're working with any leader, and they typically don't ask them aloud, but they're thinking, who are you as a person? Where are we going? And do you see me? And the things that leaders say and do provide clues to answers to those questions for people. So, for example, in terms of, you know, someone wants to know who are you, who I am as a person in terms of, is my ego balanced? Am I confident, but I don't stray too far to one side by being arrogant or to the other side by being meek, as you mentioned earlier? Is my ego balanced? If it is, it means that I'm going to recognize what you're doing. I'm going to be able to show gratitude. I'm not going to slam you if you make a mistake. I also might acknowledge when I've made a mistake. I'll take responsibility. So those things matter a lot in this relationship, for example. The kind of integrity that a leader has, is it someone who is honest, who can be trusted to do what he or she says? That's another type of behavior that really answers that question of who are you? And then kind of jumping, I'm going to just skip around here because of time, but when you think about the do you see me piece, one of the big behaviors is inclusion. And, you know, you hear a lot about inclusion in the diversity, equity, and inclusion talk today, but I'm not thinking so much about that. I'm really looking at the fact that you have many stakeholder groups, as I mentioned, your customers, your suppliers, and so forth. Are you including them in the important conversations and decisions that you have to have? Are you drawing a boundary that's broad enough that everybody who's going to be affected by what you're doing is consulted and brought in when it matters? Or do you simply make decisions and then try to sell it where people feel they've been left out when it was important to them? So in terms of do you see me, the inclusion piece is a very important part of showing that you respect others' dignity. When you have enough humility to bring them in early on, you can certainly say, I may not give you everything you want, or we might not agree, but I want to hear your views. And I want to take that information into consideration in a genuine way.
Marilyn, some really solid and balanced information, and really appreciate that. Now, lastly, leaders can have a lot of different styles. Obviously, you know that. Do you think leader humility has value beyond business, and is it relevant for government or even nonprofits?
Yes, it is, because all of those leadership roles still will involve a relationship. So it does matter beyond business. Nonprofit leaders, I interview a couple of them in the book, have the same sorts of responsibilities and effects in terms of how they interact with people. I also have, at least one senior government executive in the book, and that's a context also. Again, anything that involves people, so any kind of organization, is going to have leaders who have to relate to people. So, yes, it does affect all of them.
And for the record, I totally agree with you in all regards there, and really appreciate your message and for your making the effort to write this book, The Extraordinary Power of Leader Humility, Thriving Organizations, Great Results. If listeners wanted to get the book, where could they best find the book? And to get more information on you, where's the best place online to do so?
Well, thank you. Well, the book is available wherever you would buy books, either online or at independent brick-and-mortar bookstores. If they don't have it, they can order it. And then in terms of more information on me, I would encourage people to go look at the website. It's marilyngis.com. That's MarilynGist, all one word, .com. And invite you also to sign up there to be a part of my community so that I can be in touch with you on some insights around the book and other things related to leadership.
And, of course, we appreciate that invitation as well. Again, folks, it is MarilynGist.com. Marilyn, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Marilyn Gist, an expert on leader development and author of The Extraordinary Power of Leader Humility, Thriving Organizations, Great Results. And once again, for all the details, visit MarilynGist.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.